Been talking a lot this morning about the death of Muhammad Ali at the age of 74. He passed away on Friday. And joining us now on the Ticket Hotline is someone who knew Muhammad Ali well. He fought against him back in the early years. It's the legendary fighter, Bruiser Jefferson. Good morning, Bruiser. How are you?
Good morning to you, fellas. I appreciate y'all calling me. Because this phone my grandson got me is so complicated with buttons and light-ups, I can't figure out how to make a call out.
You don't think you can dial out, huh?
No, and he got it down there at the Radio Shack, where they used to have that Piggly Wiggly down there somewhere. And,
yeah.
And I can't figure it out.
Mm-hmm. Well, we wanted to get you on, number one, to express our condolences, the loss of Muhammad Ali. I know he was a combatant, but also a friend, and just to find out what it was like to fight against the greatest.
Well, when I met Muhammad Ali, he was known as the Louisville Lip.
Mm-hmm.
Now, later on, he changed his name to Casper Clay or something.
Well,
and then he fell in with the Nation of Muslim and became Muhammad Ali.
Yeah.
But I was the one who gave him that name, Louisville Lip, after I split his mouth open with a baseball bat after he signed it off about my mama.
Wow, I didn't know that story.
Yeah, a lot of people thought he came up with my name.
Yeah, Bruiser. Now, how did you get that name? And is it because you're a hard puncher, I guess?
No. My father had a friend who had a son who got sick and passed away. So he named me for his friend.
Way to go, George.
Well, sorry. And his name was Bruiser, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Way to go, George.
Well, that's a nice tribute to your father's friend, as you put it.
What?
His friend.
Yeah. I'm the only man to suffer the distinction of fighting Ali over 24 times throughout the course of our life.
Wow, that's a lot.
We haven't seen you on the record books, though.
Well, they were, most of them were pickup matches.
Pickup?
Pickup, like a pickup basketball game?
Yeah.
So you were like a sparring partner of his.
Well, they were official pickup matches.
Mm.
We, you know, they would post flyers around our neighborhoods, and people would show up by the dozens to watch us fight.
Mm.
We fought each other well into our 70s.
he did not have pickup fights in his 70s.
Even after he was touched with the Parkinson, he still whooped my ass. Last fight was it was last spring in Scottsdale after a Parkinson's function. We climb in the ring. And that was the farthest I got with him. I went into the 14th round.
Oh, gosh.
He knocked my dentures in the next week. And I woke up about 4 days later in the community hospital.
He was not fighting just last spring. He gave that up a long, long time ago.
In my view, he was the greatest of all time, but in the ring. But he could be insulting at times. He once said in a pre-fight press conference that my wife's face looked like the Cheerio anus of a pug dog.
Oh, my God. Quite an insult.
And I owned a pug dog at the time. And although he was not entirely incorrect, it was still kind of rude.
Right.
Yeah, that's very rude. Talking about another man's wife like that, that's terrible.
Yeah, and that was the kindest thing he ever said about it. There were many others that he said, I'm having breakfast right now.
You are?
Yeah, I got some eggs here, some coffee, and my wife makes my bacon real crispy. I like it almost burnt. I got some garden tomatoes and some grits. She throwed a little jalapeno in my cheese grit.
All right. Yeah, not sure where we're going
Bruiser,
with this.
I don't know if we need to hear about your menu this morning, but we do appreciate the memories of Muhammad Ali, though.
Well, I appreciate y'all having me on. Looking back at his career, as a lot of the news television programs have done, kind of reminds me of that old sports song sung so many years ago. Go like you probably heard it. Go about Ali. Go, my mama don't like you, and she's a big P1.
All right, but that's not an old. That's not an old song. That's a reworked Bieber song for Summer Bash.
That is Bieber. That's right. For Summer Bash. You're right.
All right. Well, Bruiser, I think we're going to let you go, but thanks for the time.
Hey, before I let you go, as much as I like boxing, I have to say, me like hockey.
Okay, Bruiser. Thank you.
All right, that's Bruiser Jefferson, who claims to have fought Muhammad Ali over 24 times.